If we will believe his word, we have nothing to fear. Nothing. But you better learn how to walk in faith. You better learn these scriptures, because if you don't know them, I can assure you, you will not live out your full life. I think about when I see this lady here with her two children. I think about the lady that we were out in California teaching the word, and I said there was a family from Oregon that wrote me a letter that said they had a young boy about 8 or 10 years old, and he had been listening to my teachings about, and he learned his authority, what he could do in the name of Jesus, and they were going on a cruise from Washington or somewhere, Seattle or whatever, to Hawaii, and they'd been out a day or two, and the waves got real big, and so many people on the ship were sick and everything else, and the little boy said, "Mama, let me and you go up on the deck and take care of this." So Mama went up on the deck with the little boy. She said he walked over to the edge of the thing and grabbed the hold to the banister and said, "See, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Jesus told me that I have dominion and power and authority, and whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, it'll happen in Mark 11:23. So see, I command you to become smooth in the name of Jesus." And she said in 10 minutes, the sea was as smooth as silk. And I said, "You know," and all of a sudden the lady back there held her hand up. I said, "Yes, ma'am, you'd like to make a statement?" She said, "I just want to say I'm the mother and this is the boy that did this." They were there at the meeting in California. I said, "Wow." Now then, isn't that amazing? That a little 10-year-old boy spoke, and you know, I'm sure there were people there saying, "That story, I don't believe that. That's just some wild thing he's come up with." But when that little mother spoke up and said, "That was me and my son," I carried a little more weight. You know that? Do we have that kind of dominion and power and authority as Christians? We do. But why do people not believe it? You know, you never find out where a Christian really believes until he comes down to the point. And of course, since this is a healing school, when it comes down to sickness and disease. When it comes to sickness and disease, we don't believe that Jesus is the healer. We don't believe it. I'm going to show you what he said. Verse 15 and 16. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Now, if you've done all those things, if you made the Lord Jesus your Lord, your dwelling place, all those things belong to you. Do you see those? That's right out of God's word, isn't it? That he promised to protect you from all sickness and disease if you make him, the Most High God, your dwelling place. Did he promise it? He really did? He sure did. Did he promise to satisfy you with a long life? Yes, he did. Are you going to have to receive that by faith? Yes. If you don't know these things or you don't believe these things are not going to work for you. Now then, I want to show you some things in the Scripture about how important it is what you say. 1 Corinthians 6:19. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 6:19. I want you to see what this says. 1 Corinthians 6:19. "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? If you are a born-again child of God, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. It's the price of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. You, as a person, should die to yourself daily and let him live through you." Do you believe that? Listen to this. "Heavenly Father, through your word, you have imparted your life to me." Is this right? Is that what he just told us? This body belongs to him. "That life restores my body and every breath I breathe and every word I speak." Should the words we speak and the breath we breathe be his? Yes. Should we speak his words? Yes. You want to change somebody's life? Start talking to them about Jesus. I mean, I was out working on my airplane the other day, getting ready to go to Hobbs. We're going to Hobbs here this next week, and I was tuning it up and doing some things to it, and I was out there all by myself one afternoon, and two guys pulled up in a van. He said, "That's your airplane?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Actually, it belongs to God, but he lets me fly it." And so we talked a few minutes, and as we talked a few minutes about the airplane, I began to asked him some questions. I said, do you guys know Jesus? And the guy sitting across was an older guy, and he, well, yeah. This one here, he's sitting there. He said, well, yeah, I know him. I said, do you guys go to church? Well, yeah, I go some. The one on the other side said, no, hardly ever. I said, what a shame. You don't know him very well. I said, if you did, you'd be in church. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, if you make God, the Most High God, your dwelling place, he will allow you to speak his words, and he'll bring great and awesome answers to your prayer. I said, you can see people get saved. You can see him answer your prayer. Things will happen, wonderful things. You can see people get healed and delivered. So we begin. He said, you ever see anybody get healed? I said, only a few thousand. He says, are you kidding me? I says, no. He said, give me an example. I said, you ever seen a miracle? I said, well, yes. I said, now, this is what I determine a miracle. I determine when somebody's sick or afflicted or they got a broken arm or broken back or whatever, and I pray the prayer of faith for them, and they're instantly completely, totally healed, or their legs are crushed, and they get brand new legs. Well, the instant I pray, I said, that's what I consider a miracle. But yeah, I've seen several of those. He looked at me and said, can you confirm that? I said, well, of course I can. He said, you mean you could actually produce a person alive the day you prayed for that had a miracle like this? I said, many of them, sir, many. I said, in fact, I got a website. You can go watch them on website, and you can get their names and everything. And then if you don't believe me, call them and talk to them. I said, they're still alive. I said, on my website, there's about 20 wonderful, awesome testimonies that you can call these people and hear and see that God did a great and mighty work in their life. I said, now, like I asked you before, do you know Jesus? He said, not like you know him. I said, what a shame. Now then, can all of us know Jesus like I know Jesus? I mean, he ain't playing hard to get, is he? He wants us to love him and serve him and worship him. But that's what he wants, intimacy with you. And if you'll be that person that'll do that, then you got to realize that this body is not mine. It's his. He bought it with a price. I have no longer legal claim to this body. I can't go do what I want to do anymore. I have to do what he said. He tells me and you from his word what to do, and tells us to go out and lead people to Jesus. He tells us to go out and pray for the sick. He tells us all kinds of things to do, but as a rule, most of us don't do it. You know, I can think I was a Christian for 25 years. I got saved at 11. I was 35 years old. And if you'd asked me, how many people, in fact, a pastor did do that one night. He said, I want to ask y'all, how many people have you led to Jesus this year? I thought, this year? I ain't led nobody to Jesus this year. Then he said, well, how many have you led to Jesus since you've been saved? I thought, well, I hadn't been saved very long, just 25 years. But none. That's not very good odds, is it? But do you know that some of you in this room may be in the same shape I was in? I'd been saved for 25 years and never led a person to Jesus. He said, why don't we make a change in that? He said, I want you to take a sheet of paper, and I want you to write down on that sheet of paper, I, put your name down there, Thurman Scrivener, promise that in the next 12 months, I will do my best to lead blank number of people to Jesus. So I wrote it all out, and right at the end, I put the blank there, and I said, now, Lord, I need a number. And all of a sudden, the number 10 just came to me. So I wrote 10 in there, and then I read it again. I said, I, Thurman Scrivener, promise I will do my best in the next 12 months to lead 10 people to Jesus. And then it hit me. In 25 years, I ain't led one, and I'm going to try to lead 10 in the next 12 months. I must have lost my mind. No, when you pray and you ask God for a number and he gives it to you, who's going to help you lead those people to Jesus? He is. Of course he is. So in the next 12 months, I led 10 people to Jesus. And so then I said, Lord, I'm so sorry that I put a limit on you. Never again will I limit you. Lord, I'm just going to make myself available. I'll go anywhere and do anything, and I'll tell everybody I come in contact with about you, and then I'm going to expect you to convict them of sin and save them. And then, Lord, when I learned about healing, I said, Lord, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to tell people about your healing power, and I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to expect you to forgive them and heal them. And I'm telling you, in the 20 years since I've been doing this, I have seen God heal thousands of people Some of you may be here in this room. Who's in this room today that's been healed under this ministry? Wow, we got all kinds of testimonies here today. So when we come back from the 3 o'clock break, we will take some testimonies. I'll let some of y'all tell all of us, what at least two or three of you, what Jesus has done, how he healed you, and what he healed you of. You know, now some of you may have got healed of a headache. You think, well, he prayed for you, you had a headache. That's one thing. But if you come in and say, well, I had 20 things, 30 things, I had a list this long, and I got healed of all of them. Ooh, that's a little better, isn't it? Can our God do that? Yes, he can do that. He can do anything. There's nothing hard. But you got to get it in your spirit who you belong to. You belong to Jesus. You're his. This is his body. Is that true? Is your body his body? Have you given it to him? Or are we still trying to live in the flesh and do it ourselves? That's been my problem all my life. I want to do what I want to do. I want to put God on the back burner. That's kind of the way we are, isn't it? That's not what he wants. He wants us to die to self every day and say, okay, Lord, what are we and you going to do today? I'm going to go out and I'm ready. Use me for your glory today. And man, if you'll go out with that kind of an attitude, he will use you for his glory. You know that? You'll see people get saved. You'll see people get healed. You'll see all kinds of things. You'll see answers to prayer if you do what he says. Now, it is, and we got a John 6:63. I want to read that. After we read this, Heavenly Father, through your word, you have imparted your life to me. That life restores my body with every breath I breathe and every word I speak. Then I want you to see what John 6:63 says. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits what? Nothing. I mean, if the flesh profits nothing, why do we spend so much time and money on this beast? Now, I know you girls don't know what I'm talking about. You girls, I will have to say, the barn looks good with a fresh coat of paint on it. I will have to say, y'all look really good. But I had no idea what it cost to keep that barn painted.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.